Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Boyd. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Dorisch. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Fritz Dorisch. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Masterson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walt Masterson. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fitzgerald for a passed ball. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd takes first base on ball four. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive towards first. Fain catches it and steps on first to double up Cohn. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dorish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cohn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. Jensen moves to third. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels catches it and throws to first to double up Lawler. Two outs. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Dorisch hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Masterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Masterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dorish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive towards short. Karis Quell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Wright pinch hits for Chico Karis Quell. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Wright trying to get to third. Jensen throws the ball into Yost, who tags Wright for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Marsh now playing shortstop. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0-for-2 in the game. Masterson strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger now playing second base. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-3 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.